China and Japan are the dominant Asian powers, and they have been beefing for centuries at this point. But for the past couple of centuries, China was at a disadvantage because Britain made them addicted to opium and basically destroyed them along with other European powers during the Chinese Century of Humiliation. And Japan got the sun dropped on them twice. Both of them have gotten cooked, but Japan has gone from producing the world's most brutal soldiers to making Nintendo and Naruto. That's a very, very good glow up. And China went from a rural, broke dictatorship to being ruled by the man with the most aura since Stalin and becoming the factory of the world and having the craziest looking, most cyberpunk cities in the world. And to signify the point system and which one is winning, each country's leader will progressively get more of a Chad face as they gain points. Both of these countries love overworking their people, such as the infamous 996 in China, where you have to work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week. Now, that is just the average work schedule in Eastern Europe, but it might be shocking to a lot of people. What else do you do all day? You barely have time for sleep. Exactly. Good. There won't be any time for you to start getting first world thoughts, such as sadness or whatever Sigmund was talking about. And honestly, in this category, both of these countries are tied because Japanese people are notoriously overworked. Karoshi is a Japanese word meaning death from overwork, and seeing tired, passed out businessmen in Japan is pretty common. Obviously, this work schedule is not healthy, and seeing as both these countries have a horrible birth rate and a demography crisis is coming up, they need to lock in and do something about this. In China, they actually banned the 996 work system, so it's not technically illegal to do that, but China has a big unemployment problem among the youth to the point where a fifth of them are extremely qualified but unemployed, so a lot of these people will accept bad working conditions such as the 996 to have a salary and actually make money. So yeah, it's illegal, but like stabbing is illegal, but people still do it, you know? The standard work week is 40 hours in Japan, but a recent government survey found that 1 in 10 Japanese workers put in more than 80 hours of overtime alone per month, with 1 in 5 at risk of karoshi. And there's also this bullshit of pretending to like your boss and having to hang out with them and go to drinks with them. Man, I remember when I was in that call center. Fuck that boss, man. I fucking hated his ass. If I had to hang out with that motherfucker, I would be wearing an ankle monitor right now. So genuinely saying which one has a worse work culture is a hard battle to decide. So instead of a Chad face, they both get eye bags under their eyes now from overwork. But both these countries shine in technology. They're both extremely dominant in this field and extremely useful to the entire planet. First of all, China makes everything in the world. Like, if you look around your house, probably like 50 to 70% of what you see was fully made in China. And China has gotten a lot better at general technology because of their massive government subsidies, making good cars, innovating on phones, electric car batteries, solar panels, nuclear energy, basically everything. And Japan? I'm worried about Japan's economy, you know, because all the wars in the Middle East have stopped. So their Toyota pickup sales must be down now. Somebody, start another conflict in the Middle East. You three need to lock in. Japan needs to sell pickups. But really, Japan is amazing at technology. PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, Sony TVs, Canon and Nikon cameras, and basically everyone has these for photography. Toyota, Honda, Seiko and Casio watches. Also, Japan has been notorious for their amazing train system. But sadly, they got mugged. And not only does China alone have 2/3 of the world's high-speed rail network, but they also made faster trains than Japan recently. Japan does lead in robotics and precision manufacturing, but China leads in like everything else, man. Like AI, 6G, electric cars, solar panels, and they're literally the only reason why solar panels are cheap now. And also, if everything made in China suddenly disappeared, most of the shit in your house would disappear. And it would look like the True Detective house without the mattress. So while Japan put up a very good fight with amazing technologies, China does win this one. But who needs mass scale technology when you got the vibes, man? Japan is notorious for having the best vibes ever and just general aesthetic stuff. That's why there are weeaboos and not Chinaboos. China would have a very good chance of scoring points here, but Mao decided, I'm destroying the culture and I'm killing pigeons. Fuck you. Japan just looks like the best place ever, man. I'm actually gonna apply for a visa to go there. It looks amazing. And I haven't even watched anime in a while. Okay, like Tokyo is the coolest city ever. We all know this, but there are so many other gems in Japan as well, such as Okinawa. And this is literally just a tropical island. And just so many absolutely gorgeous little towns that has everyone soy facing. China is also beautiful, but the real deciding factor is, would you rather travel to a Chinese village or a Japanese village? See, the Phoenix Ancient City in China is a cool place. It's basically like the Kung Fu Panda as a town, and it looks very nice, but come on, man, Japan, bro. Also, if we're counting Hong Kong, because they're not mainland China, Hong Kong is fucking amazing. It's beautiful, amazing public transport too, and someone told me that Tokyo is even better than Hong Kong. I don't know if this is possible. Japanese embassy in Tbilisi, get in contact with me and give me a visa so I can see if it's truly better than Hong Kong. The only way Japan kind of fucks up its vibes is just some perv shit, right?
You own cats, right?
Yes.
And there are cats here too.
But they're not cats, they're teenage girls.
Wow.
So it's a bit of Diddy mode, but I guarantee Diddy wouldn't have gotten all this controversy if he had sakura trees in his backyard instead of beds on the basketball court. But Japanese culture is absolutely amazing, especially after they stopped being fascists. That's when they really became cool. I don't know why they still use that flag on their navy. Me personally, I would strive to change it, but hey, I didn't make JoJo or Death Stranding or Berserk, so don't take my word for it. However, no amount of vibes and aesthetic pink trees can cheer you up if your economy is ass. All three of these countries are gorgeous, but then you look at their economies and understand why they're so angry. Lebanon having a black market currency rate, Turkey having their official currency rate, which is somehow worse, and Armenia having these real estate prices. I'd be mad too. It's a reasonable crash out, and China has been growing a lot economically, and generally people have been enjoying a higher quality of life. It is also probably gonna become the biggest economy on the planet, but they have 1.4 billion people, which means their GDP per capita is less than $13,000, which means it's lower than Mexico, Kazakhstan, Chile, and Bulgaria, because people living in the big cities make 5 to 10 times as much money as people living in the rural areas. Of course, most places have this income gap, but usually not as much as China, such as Japan, which does also have an income gap between big cities and rural areas, but nowhere near as much. And people in Japan generally enjoy a much higher quality of life with nearly triple the GDP per capita. But the thing is, Japan's economy has been stagnant since 1991. So stagnant, in fact, that it's referred to as Japan's lost decades. For example, in 1993, Japan's economy was 4.5 trillion, and this year it's 4.39 trillion. So like all these people are being overworked and the GDP is still not growing. It's a pretty bad situation, to be honest, and their currency has fell a lot in the last 10 years as well. But compared to like an average person in China, you would assume that the quality of life is still better. So because this one is about just a normal person living and not the nationwide GDP or some bullshit, this one goes to Japan. But otherwise, obviously, it would go to China. They make everything, bro. Now, you guys know Japan as this cute country with a very cute flag that looks gorgeous, has these cute vending machines, but there is a reason Japan is the only country in the world to have a nuke dropped on them. And it's because in World War II, the shit they were doing was so heinous that a literal German Nazi heard about what they were doing to Chinese people
and tried
to stop the Japanese. And the Chinese were so thankful to this Nazi that saved them from at least some of the Japanese atrocities that they built a statue for him. He was just like, okay guys, we are evil. We have skulls on our uniforms, but come on, we're not that evil. And the Chinese and Koreans have a very bad opinion of Japan, and it isn't because of the typical Asian racism, like this argument between two Asians, an Indonesian and an Estonian.
The Republic of Indonesia is made up of tens of thousands of islands, hundreds of cultures and languages. The Estonia is made up of beet and onion slop-eating Hungarians who polished the cups of German horses for 1,000 years. before being elevated to sapiens by the USSR.
It's because of the horrible things they've done to their neighbors, and the craziest thing is, Japan doesn't even acknowledge it. To this day, they deny it, which is fucking insane. Every other Axis member was like, oh, we did it and we're so sorry, but Japan doesn't give a fuck. A World War II general secretary literally wrote a book named Fabrication of the Nanjing Massacre, where not only does he deny it happened, but blames the war on the Chinese. Or when the governor of Tokyo was being interviewed by Playboy in 1994 and said, people say that the Japanese made a Holocaust, but that is not true. It is a story made up by the Chinese. It has tarnished the image of Japan, but it is a lie. Imagine if the governor of Berlin said this, bro. It would be fucking insane. But all of this does not matter if you're living in a society that isn't free. China does not get a lot of party switches. It's always just the CCP. And the main changes that are their policy changes. So they've been in power for 75 years straight. Isn't that crazy, guys? While on the other hand, Japan's ruling party, the Liberal Democratic Party, has only been ruling for 69 years. Take that, China. They've been ruling Japan since 1955, except for one corruption scandal where they were out for a year, and between 2019 to 2012, where they lost and then immediately got reelected. Also, in both countries, if you find yourself in a courtroom, you're cooked. Both China and Japan have a 99% prison conviction rate. Saul Goodman is not going to be able to save you. If you end up in a Japanese or a Chinese court, you are cooked. However, where Japan really beats China is the fact that Japanese people can go on YouTube and watch this video, while Chinese people need a VPN to watch this. The Great Firewall of China is a huge minus for me, honestly, and while they do have their own domestic stuff and they don't need YouTube for jack shit, as a Chinese person, you wouldn't need that. It would still be nice if the internet wasn't censored and you could go on websites like YouTube, Google, and etc. Keep Elon's Twitter banned though, please, Xi. I also don't like the re-education camps in Xinjiang, and generally Japan has much better laws on free speech, and they really have the hand up on this one. And this is a very big factor as well, you know, because it could be a vital to a lot of people on whether or not they fuck with the country. People leave their countries and their hometowns because their government is repressive or they don't fuck with the suppressive laws, so big up to Japan. But while the Japanese government wins this section, China executes their billionaires, which, judging by my personal experience with billionaires and now also looking at America, you know, I'm not gonna say anything about it, but there is a reason why Jack Ma is not in the same position as Elon Musk. Anyways, Japan still wins over China. But is this restrictive government worth it? Because Japan's economy has been stagnant since 1991 and China's has been growing, so they must be doing something right, such as China going from a rural poor country to basically a cyberpunk that also makes amazing technology and has also emerged as a dominant superpower instead of Japan. If Japan disappeared tomorrow, I would cry. And if China disappeared, every single thing would shoot up in price and everyone would be like, fuck, fuck. Because this one country, China, manufactures 31.6% of the entire world's goods. Along with doing a bunch of research that advances humanity, such as 6G and bazillion renewable energy research they've done, along with being the only reason behind solar power becoming better and cheaper, without China, the entire world would be cooked. China is number one in trade, in steel production, in shipbuilding, in high-speed rail, number one car exporter in the world, and number one in drones, in rare earth metals, in nuclear power, in batteries, and in solar. It's not really a competition. China gets this one. Now, what you watched was my video, right? I would say I hope you enjoyed it, but fuck that. I know you enjoyed it. So please like and subscribe for more videos like this. I'm trying to reach my own Project 2025 here. And yeah, like and subscribe and goodbye. Vi hat zwar